If you're thinking of renting out your home during Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia this fall, perhaps you should reconsider. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Starting us off this evening, WHYY's Katie Colinero reports that so far, those hoping to skip town and cash in are finding the market a tad cooler than expected.
When Pope Francis comes to Philadelphia the last weekend in September, the city could welcome as many as 2 million people, and that Holy See will need a place to crash. So, like a lot of people from the Jersey Shore to Delaware, Mark Zajac is listing his home in Philadelphia for rent on the sites Craigslist and Airbnb.
So, here's the room that...
He gives me a tour of his three-bedroom row house in Fairmount, just a 10-minute walk to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, where Pope Francis is expected to make two public appearances, including a huge outdoor mass.
This is the third floor.
Zajac shows me the large master bedroom and bathroom, and the pièce de résistance... a roof deck.
You can actually see the top of the art museum over there, and I believe that is where the Pope is going to be delivering his mass.
How much for this view? Zajac and his wife Kim started out asking for $16,000 for the entire week, but no takers.
So far, we have not gotten any feedback, no.
They're not the only ones. Judy Baylor, who has a background in real estate, listed her house in Point Breeze last week, and...
No, I just listed the property a few days ago, and we haven't had any inquiries so far.
David Simpson, who until recently lived in Los Angeles, listed his parents' house in Moorestown, New Jersey on Airbnb back in March. He also hasn't gotten any inquiries, although the listing is getting a lot of eyeballs.
I have my listing up in Los Angeles, which I rent relatively frequently, and I don't get as many views on this property that I have here as we do on the New Jersey one.
It's a pretty safe bet those page views are not just from reporters poking around, but has the papal housing bubble burst? Let's look back at another event that brought throngs of people to an American city.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
1.8 million people traveled to Washington, D.C. to see President Obama's first inauguration in 2008. Much like Philadelphia, hotel rooms in the D.C. area filled up quickly, and thousands of people put up entire homes, apartments, and guest rooms for rent on sites like Craigslist. Media reports generated a lot of buzz about the high rates some were charging, which enticed even more people into the short-term rental market, hoping to make some extra cash. But by the time Inauguration Day rolled around, people like Tanya Odabashian couldn't give their rentals away.
I feel like initially we had an influx of calls that basically went nowhere, and then radio silence.
Odabashian's company specializes in short-term apartments for business clients. For the inauguration, she set aside 20 studios and one bedrooms in D.C.'s Foggy Bottom neighborhood and charged about $300 a night, far less than what others were asking for. 6 years later, it still bugs Odabashian that she wasn't able to rent those apartments.
Given that the media kept, you know, going on and on and on about how impossible it was going to be to get a hotel room and how people were going to have to park, you know, 2 hours away. I think those that might have come and been happy to pay $300 a night for an apartment were thinking, holy crap, there's no way I'm going to get a room, and didn't even try, maybe? I don't know.
In the end, the supply was much bigger than the demand. And that was before Airbnb existed. Homeowners in Philadelphia are still optimistic. After all, there are more than 2 months left until Pope Francis arrives. Brent Rovner created the site PopeDelphia.com back in January as an online marketplace just for papal rentals. Rovner has his own apartment right on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway listed on the site, and he's banking on a last-minute rush in August and September.
There's not many hotels down here. So I believe once people figure that out and they call like I did, how much is a hotel room? $3,000. Okay, what's the next option?
He's asking $10,000 for the whole week and is hesitant to budge on the price. But people like Rovner aren't the only ones looking to cash in on the papal visit. Philadelphia City Council legalized short-term home rentals and starting this week will tax them like hotel rooms. Councilman Bill Greenlee deliberately pushed the bill ahead of Pope Francis's arrival when rates could be highest. Back at the Zajac Row House in Fairmount, the couple recently dropped their listing price to $14,000. Kim Zajac is getting discouraged.
I actually am disappointed. Yeah, we haven't had anyone reply yet, so hopefully soon. I really want to go on vacation for a week.
She says a couple months ago, an acquaintance of hers was able to rent her house in South Philly for $20,000. We emailed her friend to see if that was true. She wrote back saying no, she hadn't even listed her home. Not sure if there's a lot of demand, she said. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.